This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, guys. A lot of folks were excited about Milton Williams. Doesn't look like that's happening. According to Shefty, the Carolina Panthers are working to finalize a deal with Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Milton Williams, per a source.
So, I bet he's getting paid real well.
Well, Carolina's defense, god-awful.
Yeah.
So I think that will help. definitely a tough day with Twitter broken for free agency, but we're persevering here. Trying to make it work, trying to look at blue sky and threads and all this other stuff. Milton Williams is the first dude that I thought really could have made a chance, could have helped. Diana's saying that's a done deal now. Rossini says Milton Williams, Carolina, done deal. The Giants, there was talk about this Saints defensive back, Paulson Adebo. He signed with your New York Giants, White Brian. How you feeling? Getting better in Jersey.
They have a lot of positions of need, but that's probably the most important besides quarterback. So,
okay,
I like it.
The Jags made Jordan Lewis of the Dallas Cowboys the highest paid nickel corner in the NFL. It's 3 years with 20 mil fully guaranteed. So it's really like a year and a half fully guaranteed. It's a lot is happening. Hard to kind of keep track of it all. The Titans, wow, just came up with some serious cash for a left tackle. 4 years, 82 mil, 50 mil guaranteed for Steelers left tackle Dan Moore. That's a lot, man.
Hey, man, people have needs, and they're finding the money to pay those needs. You know, left tackles, D linemen, D tackles, D ends, those guys going to get paid, man. The more the top-notch guy, quarterbacks get paid, you got to pay the guys that protect them and the guys that go after them.
You know what's funny just from like a straight content perspective is the days of like a website constantly updating stuff and people re-clicking on it, that's pretty much been killed away by social media because you can just have your feed constantly updating.
Mm-hmm.
But because Twitter's broken, I bet all these websites, like, I'm looking at Hogs Haven right now, just refreshing that every couple minutes.
Hmm.
And just because I can't really be on my phone texting folks while I'm trying to do the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Standing's got one running on the Athletics page, just kind of a free agency tracker. These trackers are going to do well today, man, because nobody has
the other stuff isn't working.
A single resource. This is... Actually, I saw a tweet from Nate Dogg that I thought was pretty good. I am not necessarily surprised by the pace with which Washington is operating. I think anybody that thought this is going to be hot and heavy right away. Barstool Nate tweeted this out earlier. I thought it was pretty good. Adam Peters is going to methodically feel out free agency. This is year two of the rebuild, and he already traded for a corner and a wide receiver. He knows what he's doing. I think on the whole, we sleep on the Lattimore and the Debo trades. I don't think that means it's over in the slightest.
Yeah.
The fact that nothing has happened with Hendrickson yet, like there wasn't some team that the Chargers didn't immediately announce we've traded for him, means it's kind of just going to slowly unfold. And the Bengals aren't a particularly fast organization. Here's a question. Maybe we open the phones on this. We're only an hour into free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has money to spend, not a zillion dollars like the Patriots, but Washington has money to spend.
Yeah.
Is Debo the biggest move this team makes? Like, have we already seen the big move?
I don't think it is. I think something is still in the works. That's just a feel I have.
Sure. I tend to agree with you. Does that have to be Hendrickson, or do you think there could be something else nobody's even thinking of?
I don't know how it could be someone else we're not thinking of.
I think there are always disgruntled players looking for cash that maybe don't make the big noise about it. I think Hendrickson is the move, right? But that doesn't mean it's the only move.
Yeah.
If you look around the NFL, kind of like what's available, who it could be, I do agree with you. It seems like it's Henderson. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing it can be. I'm with you, though. I don't think the Debo move is the last big thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't.
I never really thought Garrett I thought it was at least a 50-50 shot Garrett was getting moved.
The whole time, you know, I said, bro, does he want a new contract? And sometimes, let's be real, he may not like where he's at, but that contract he signed make it a little better
right.
to deal with it. You know, he's going to ball out. He's getting paid for it. But when guys start saying, I want to trade, and they, like this year, everybody seemed to go right back except Debo. Debo wanted to trade. They sent him somewhere else. Most guys signed back with their team. Max Crosby popped up. Boom, got paid. Set the market. And the next day, the Browns said, hey, we don't care how much money we got. We're paying our quarterback. We're going to pay you, too. How are they going to pay anybody?
I don't know.
That team, how are they going to develop anything?
Yeah. I love the discourse for Myles Garrett, who was all about winning. Hey, man, I need to chase some Super Bowls. And then 40 mil a year is on the table. It's like, I am comfortable. We will get to the Super Bowl.
I am not knocking him for that.
No, me either.
You get that opportunity. Listen, bro, I'm about winning. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to put my best foot forward. But I'm not going to walk away from this.
Totally.
That's life-changing.
Jeffrey, is a big move coming, or was Debo the big move?
In my heart, I think Debo was the big move. And I wouldn't be mad if that was the only way, because he has said he wanted to build to the draft through the draft. I know we had a discussion last week where we were like, building through the draft may not always necessarily mean, you know, going through the draft, but just using those draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. In my gut feeling, it's like I'm not hyped. Now, if something big happen, oh, yeah, I'm all for it. But I don't feel it. Not in my heart right now.
Okay. We do have another big one. Big money, anyway. Carlton Davis, cornerback,
yeah,
just signed with New England. 3 years, 60 mil, 35 mil, fully guaranteed. The Pats have a lot of money to spend.
And they're spending it, too.
Yeah, dude. Like, I think they're spending one way or another. Is that – that's an Auburn guy?
Yep, War Eagle.
Yeah, look at that. You should just cheer for Auburn and stop worrying about the Giants for a little bit.
I've kind of started to do that.
May help you out a little bit, though.
Yo, I know it probably feels good to be an Auburn fan right now in basketball season, but, like, did you enjoy football season? Isn't that more important?
Not the past couple years, but
yeah. They're
supposed to be better this year.
Is Hugh Freeze still the coach?
I've been hearing that for, like, the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's still there.
Good luck. Good luck with all that. I I don't know, man. As far as if a big move's coming, I won't rule out Hendrickson until Hendrickson is traded somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think you gotta split up the trade comp if it is, you know what I mean? Like, if the second doesn't get it done and you have to add something else, that's got to come from next year. Because you just don't have the juice this year to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a ton more, like, positional signings I think Washington has to do. Jeff, you're talking about your heart. Where does your heart feel Jeremy Chinn's going?
He's staying with us. And I'm not speaking anything else against that. Let me keep the positivity there.
Okay. I'm checking in on
the chat. They want him back. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, you hear those reports that Washington definitely wants him back. Well, they'll show him in that offer.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Now, so far, Washington has made one move. They got Javon Kinlaw, formerly with the Jets, previously with the Niners. If you go back, you ask people, stuff with the Jets last year wasn't great, but nothing with the Jets was great. Do you think it's fair to try to evaluate a player where the head coach was fired, whatever that was, week 8, and the whole season was just surrounded by drama?
Repeat your whole thing again.
How much of an evaluation do you take from the Jets with Kinlaw last year?
Not much. I mean, that whole thing was messed up from the beginning. You go to a team because he had familiarity with the head coach. You get there, they get rid of the head coach. The quarterback is running the team, per se. He's getting all his friends over there. It changed from being a defensive team to an offensive damn team quickly. So I don't anybody that was having issues last year on that team, I'd probably say, you know, I'd give him a pass that year.
Agreed.
If I showed up to a team and the coach that I believed in is not running things, the quarterback is running things, then he doesn't even show up to damn training camp till later because he had some mini camp till later because he had planned something, I would be like, dog, hold on now. You didn't know this stuff was going to be happening? You know what I'm saying? And then when I watch how everything is favored towards him and nobody else, I probably, as much as I would try to be giving my best, it doesn't come out. We know when people are not treating us fairly, it's hard to 100% give you everything to them.
So looking at this Kinlaw stuff, one thing that would give me a little bit of pause is during the combine process, some teams flagged him for arthritic knees. And then in 22, he missed 11 games. But he hasn't missed a game in the last two seasons. Hasn't been wildly productive, but he hasn't missed a game in the last two seasons. So, you know, the injury stuff exists, but injury stuff exists for every player.
Mm.
Like, anybody can get hurt at any moment.
Anytime.
Let's see what Saint in D.C. says. What's up, Saint?
Hey, what's up, JP, man? Appreciate everything you guys are doing. JP, this is Saint from Traverse Dive. But yeah.
What's up, man?
Listening to you guys as I'm driving. And I would just say Washington free agents that they do have, they can afford to lose them and replace them. These guys aren't irreplaceable. So at the end of the day, you just want to see what the market is going to dictate for a guy like a Chinn, a Diami Brown, and so on. But you can afford to lose these guys. It's not like, you know, these are blue-chip players that that you're hoping to necessarily retain and you're going to go downhill if you don't retain a Jeremy Chinn, a Diami Brown. So I just think you play the wait-out game and make sure you don't overpay and see what that market dictates for those two individuals and wherever else you're interested in retaining.
Yeah, dude, I don't disagree with that. I don't think they need to feel desperation to move with anybody. I think they can see what Diami gets or see what Chinn gets. I think they've probably talked to both of those guys and said, yo, we'd be interested, but
let us know.
Let us know.
But I know one thing. You don't want to give – I mean, I understand not a blue chip, but blue chip guy, but not every guy on your team gonna be a blue chip. You don't want to lose a guy.
Definitely.
He could be a red chip, and you're not gonna get rid of that red chip and bring in a brown chip. So the person you bring in better be better than the one that you let go.
Nah, definitely. I agree with you, but I feel like at that safety position, you still have a Hufanga out there and other safeties. Even at the wide receiver position, this is probably the deepest wide receiver free agent class that we've seen in a long time of guys that bring so many different things to the table, from route running to downfield threat to possession guys, so on. So, yeah, like you said, B. Mitch, you don't want to lose that brown chip for a red chip, but at the end of the day, you know, I think that there's still a lot of opportunity, and we're only, what, 1 hour into into the tampering period, so we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think they're scared to lose any of these guys. I think a behind-closed-doors agreement was, hey, you know, let us know what you get, and if we feel comfortable matching it, we'll do so. If not, we'll decline, and we wish you the best.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
That's how the good teams work.
All right, man, you guys take care.
Appreciate the call.
Teams work.
Let's try Paul in D.C. Paul, you got big moves coming?
Yeah, well, I think Debo was the big move. I want to comment on the brother that just now got finished talking. I agree with him, but there's certain ones like B. Mitch said. You know, you get rid of the blue chip. You know what I mean? And what it's going to look like. And then not only that, they also talked about a brotherhood. You know what I mean? And all of them sold in to the brotherhood, which means that we're getting guys, man, that has the attitude, you know, that we would like to have to take us to this next level. I think from this point on, I think they're going to be filling in the pieces, B. Mitch and JP. I think they're going to be filling in the pieces with the puzzle, and I'm just trusting this right now as it goes, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, they still have so much space. I mean, just like straight up numbers game, they probably at this point have 52-ish people signed to the roster.
Yeah.
Like, they still have a lot they need to do. So, yeah, it's going to be a numbers game. And this is how they operated last year. They just plugged a lot of holes with free agency, and I think they'll keep it going. I'll take one more call here. MC is in Herndon. What's up, MC?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
What's up, bro?
JP, relax a little bit. Let the guy get in the building before you call him an injury-prone player. Come on, man.
Before I call who, what?
The organization know what they're doing.
What?
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said, calm down, JP. Let the guy get in the building before you call him an injury-prone player.
I didn't say anybody was injury-prone. But in two seasons,
the way you kind of conversation is like, how do you feel about in-law? You know, bro, he's been hurt a couple years.
Let sir, my job is to look at the body of work. And when a dude plays 10 games in 2 years, I'm going to point that out.
The organization know what they're doing. This is not Daniel Snyder's squad anymore.
I agree. And what I've said repeatedly, which apparently you missed, is that Adam Peters must feel a level of comfort with Kinlaw going back to the Niners days for him to go and target him. And I pointed out that he hasn't missed a game in the last 2 years, but you conveniently chose what you wanted to hear.
And also, B. Mitch, why don't you help JP out with his outfit when you're on Channel 4, man? Cool.
Man, I'm not a fashion designer.
You sound like one, though. John's in Herndon. John, what up?
Hi, this is John. Is it me?
Yeah, dude. Right, you're John. Up. What's up, John?
Okay.
Look at the body of work. And when
turn your radio down, brother.
Oh, yep. So, yeah, for me, I'm just happy with this front office. I mean, I'm the guy that you just wanted to see improvement over 4 games. Last season, happy as hell. I agree with everything you've said that, you know, this is Adam Peters' team. This is a guy that he knows. And, you know, he hasn't missed a game at all. And the Jets situation is about as messed up as any player have to go through. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with this, and I do think there's one big deal left. You know, I think we're going to get a good edge somewhere.
All right, man.
I think it would be – I think it's premature to suggest there isn't. Like, we don't know. Obviously, exactly. Things could change. But until Hendrickson goes somewhere else, And there's also, you never know when the new deal is popping up. Something random, something unexpected. Thank you for the call.
I'm sure they're taking calls, calling people, trying to figure some things out.
Yeah, dude. The internet's working in Ashburn. 96% of the world's internet runs through Ashburn. They're all right over there. They're going to make it work. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch this. The biggest L, I think, so far in free agency today is the Patriots. By all accounts, the Patriots swung big to try to get Godwin, and it did not work.
Mm-hmm.
And Godwin chose to stay in Tampa. I think there's an underrated guys really like playing with Baker. Because Evans last year, Godwin's sticking around. They're getting paid, too. But if you're leaving money on the table, I know you correctly pointed out the taxes thing.
It's tax-free.
Yeah, but by all accounts, the Patriots offered a lot more money.
Yeah. Tax-free money is a lot more money, too.
I don't know.
It makes it even.
It depends how much more it was.
Yeah, check it out. If you have to pay them 8% on all that money, that's a lot of damn money, bro.
But I don't you also think he wanted to stay where he was?
Yeah, could want him to stay. I don't know if it's all about Baker, though, to be totally honest with you.
I'm saying the organization, everything.
You're in Tampa. It's warm. It's tax-free.
Right.
You know, you got an overall good feeling of the team and the area. That could be the whole thing. I don't know if it's just about Baker.
Phone lines open the remainder of the show. We got a lot going on. It is day one of NFL free agency. The tampering period is open. And let me tell you, as the tampering period heats up, so are the temperatures in D.C. Supposed to get up into the 70s this week. You better be sure your air conditioning system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There are a bunch of benefits to a Crop Metcalf maintenance check, including increasing the efficiency of your system while decreasing your energy bills. And if you check a small problem before they turn into a big one, it'll save you money. Don't wait. Call today. Get peace of mind no matter what the crazy weather does. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The Be Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. The legal tampering period is in full effect right now, and the Washington Commanders have come out. They added Javon Kinlaw to the mix. But we're taking your calls now, 800-636-1067.
Owen is in Winchester. Owen, what do you think about J.K., Javon Kinlaw?
I don't know how to feel about it, to be honest. I mean, I'm torn between, like, I trust the GM and the new ownership, but it also just feels like a lot of money for a guy that hasn't really shown the levels of production that he was expected coming out of college. I also think he's going to be, like, a bit of a rotational piece. It's just $15 million a year, $30 million guaranteed. It feels like a lot, and we've got money to play with, so might as well, but I don't know how I feel.
Dude, I think
$15 million a year is what they're getting at that point. If he was like the big time guy, he'd be getting $25-30 million a year.
Dude, honestly, $15 million is probably
that's the going rate.
About even. Like the cap goes up. All these dudes. B.J. Hill, White Brian, give me details on what B.J. Hill just signed with the Bengals. Like that might be a decent comp, honestly, and he's a little bit older, I believe. And, like, it's just going to be a lot of money. It's going to sound staggering to us as the cap keeps going up. What'd B.J. Hill get?
Yeah.
Say it louder, Brian, for the people in the back.
Yeah, man, with Michael.
3 years, $33 million.
All right, so that's really a 2 for 24 is my guess. So B.J. Hill cost you a little less. He's a little bit older. I hear you, dude. It does seem like a lot of cash, but until we know the exact terms of the deal, it could be some of the second year is actually only guaranteed for injury on there. But to Brian's point, I think with the cap going up, a lot of these deals are just going to seem astronomically high.
Yeah. Prices of the NFL are. I think we as fans get so concerned about the amount. That's what the guard rate is.
Yeah, but I just think I look at it and I see we've got Johnny Newton, we've got Deron Payne, and I know to me Javon Kinlaw is now the third best defensive tackle on the team, and he's making it. It just feels like I feel like we could have gotten somebody that's going to give us similar production and for less. And honestly, I mean, I know John Allen hasn't shown the production over the past couple of years, and he's had trouble staying on the field. But I mean, he was making, I don't know exactly, but $5 million, a little, maybe a little more than $5 million more than what we just paid Kinlaw. Like, I'd almost rather keep him and just use him as, like, you know, a locker room piece. Like, I don't know. I think it's a little bit odd. I think there's bigger positions of need, but again, we have the money, so
I don't know that there's bigger positions of need. I mean, I think maybe their biggest problem last year was inability to stop the run, and clearly the people in charge in Ashburn believe letting John Allen go and bringing in, like, they got the Kinlaw deal done within, what, the first 20 minutes of free agency? This was someone they targeted. There's a history between the general manager and the player. Like, this one makes, whether or not we know, they think they know, I think is the best way to put it.
That's fair, and I mean, I imagine Adam Peters knows maybe a little bit more than me, but...
you're also allowed to have an opinion. That's what makes it fun. Yeah. Thank you for the call, dude.
Yeah, appreciate it. Take it easy, Bill.
DJ Reed, free agent corner, just signed with the Lions.
All right.
$32 million fully guaranteed. So a lot of these corners, I guess we haven't heard about Traverius Ward, but a lot of these corners are getting gobbled up. We also just saw a big signing from the New England Patriots. I told you, they got money to spend, and they're going to spend it. Our old friend, Morgan Moses, three-year, $24 million deal.
Mm-hmm. I told you he'll get somewhere. Who's that? Where he's at?
New England.
Yeah, Morgan, as looks, man, dude came in this league. He's been a worker the whole time. He's consistent. He's steady. He keeps getting his money.
Yeah, dude. Morgan's living. Let's go to Joey in College Park. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? With all this talk about, like, locker room cohesion, I just wonder what it's like for players on the first day of free agency. Like, is a guy like Kinlaw, like, getting a text or added to a group chat or, you know, Bethesda's a good place to rent right now? Like, what's that like?
Yeah, players do that for the most part. And, like, I think guys in the league, everybody,
they know each other.
They know each other a lot. And if you definitely know somebody on the squad, you're going to reach out to them. Or if I know you and you're signing with the team, I'm going to reach out to you and welcome you. And the whole thing, guys, first thing they ask, hey, man, what's a good place to live? I'm going to have my girl call your girl and let them handle that because your job is football. You know what I mean? and it works from there. But, you know, it's a brotherhood, although guys try to tear each other's heads off on the field.
There you have it. Thanks for the call, dude.
Yeah.
I wonder if because of the tampering period compared to once they can actually sign on Wednesday, if there's more texts, you know what I mean, after the...
No. Believe me, it's a legal tampering period.
Right.
And this guy just signed. It's all over the news. You think I'm waiting until after the regular thing comes up for me to call a guy? Hell no. Especially if we boys already are. Sure. We know somebody's coming on that's going to help you.
Or you have the same agent.
I'm going to reach out to him. Hey, man. Welcome to the. He just agreed to a deal for 3 years, $45 million. Me calling him and saying, "Welcome to Washington." That's tampering,
right?
You know what I mean?
I think it's very obvious. The one thing that stands out to me is clearly Washington thinks they're getting a dude on the way up, and maybe fans don't agree or whatever. But Peters and Quinn think they're getting a dude on the ascent. And I think from a money standpoint, I think we're going to be blown away by the money some of these guys get this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think De'Ami Brown is going to be a real test case of like, wow, that dude got a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Drabs boy, Co from the Foe is on.
What's
up, bud?
Hey, man, what's up, fellas? Man, I got to piggyback off that call before Joe. This is the third best D-tackle on our team. I know it's the market, but we don't always have to go with the market, though, Glenn. And another thing, does this take us out of getting the defensive end market price? Now,
no,
I think
doesn't.
That this money off the books right here is going to mess us up and get one of them DNs.
It doesn't,
you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't take you off the market for those other guys.
I think Kinlaw is tying up some money for that, man.
It don't take you off the market to get a top-notch guy, though. It doesn't. Now, whether you get him or not, he signed here. That's different.
Like JT said, the brother only played 10 games in 2 seasons last year. He played.
But he played.
I don't know why this gets so
convoluted.
That was
10 games in 2 years, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He played the last 2 years every game.
21 and 22, he missed significant time. 23 and 24, he didn't miss a game.
Okay, what is his PR rating against the run? What's that rating?
The last 2 years, he hasn't missed a game.
Did you look up his PR rating, his player performance, his PPR rating?
PFF? Is that what you're going for?
PFF. Yeah, you got me, Jay. I'm like you sometimes, JP. I mess up the names, bro. You know what I'm talking about. His PFF grade. What's his PFF grade?
About middle of the pack against the run and probably top 20-ish percent for a D-tackle against the pass.
For the pass?
Yeah.
For the pass, that's because they had the back in New York. That's why it's for the pass and halfway for the run. But, I mean, he's a good dude. You know,
I don't care that much about PFF grades.
But I just think that we could have spent a little bit extra my dollars. So I really love to get Metcalf. I think we could have got Metcalf for a third rounder and Johnson Allen. Straight up.
But you think they might have not talked to him and they didn't want that?
You're right. That I don't know. But when Pittsburgh gives a second rounder.
Hold on. For starters, Metcalf got a second, right?
Like he did. He got a second, but we could have gave him a D tackle. We could have waited. But like you said, they probably didn't want him. I don't know. I didn't close doors. But I'm just thinking John Allen, that third rounder, would have sufficed for that. But other people talk about the money with DK and all that. We just signed this D tackle with $30 million. We could have gave DK.
DK got $30 million a year, dog. Per season.
Yeah, we could have rescued him. We could have rescued him, and then one of him or even Debo would have been here long term.
I think you just love DK, and you're not thinking about that aspect.
Everybody says build the line, build the line, build the line. Hold on, Co. Everybody says build up the line.
I see why
Drabby
be putting you on timeout.
You build up the lines, build up the lines. They build up the line, and then you're calling about DK Metcalf. What's that?
Yeah, I got it. It's me.
All right. I'm going to take David in Manassas when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost tokens. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with the Profit Boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. Listen, who knows? Could it be American, George Mason, or either VCU coming in as an underdog and knocking off some people? If you've been waiting for to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. Listen, you have to be 18 years or older in D.C., opt-in required, wager of at least plus 100 eyes required, bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens, restricted supply, including any token expiration or max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
By Rich Simony covers the Jets for ESPN and has for some time. Whether Javon Kinlaw proves to be an all-pro or not, his story is pretty incredible. kind of bounced around living on the streets of Washington until he was 13 when his mom said enough's enough and sent him to live with his dad down in South Carolina. Pretty fascinating what he's overcome. Yep. And clearly the staff here thinks he's going to come and help this football team. Yep. Last call of the day, our guy Dave's in Manassas.
What up, Dave?
Hey, JP, AB, Mitch.
What's up, dude?
First, I'll say Ken Law is a physical specimen.
Definitely.
I mean, he's built like I've never seen. But in isolation, I don't love this. I don't love this. His production compared to Jonathan Allen is not comparable. Jonathan Allen, he bled burgundy and gold. And so there's like, I don't know, $6 or $8 million that they saved by getting rid of John Allen, signing this guy. They got to put that money to work. If that allows them to get another player, a corner, or one of those big-time pass rushing DNs, then I think this is a good move. But in isolation, if I'm comparing Kinlaw to Jonathan Allen, I'd have rather had Allen. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he works in the scheme. He puts his skills, you know, to good use. But just looking at it and comparing what we had, the kind of leadership that Allen brought to the team, the fact that he was here when we were in the doghouse, he stood up for the fan base. So
I hear you, man. I appreciate the call, Dave.
We're going to add a piece.
We're going to run out of time, brother. I appreciate the call. I think in no way do I think the Kinlaw money prevents them from doing anything else. And I think if anyone is suggesting that, they're incorrect. I also believe they remain very much in the hunt for a pass rusher. I think generally good teams don't allow sentimentality to enter into financial negotiations, and I think that's the reality of the John Allen situation. Certainly from he was a first-round pick here, played well, made the Pro Bowl here, lived here, from here. You don't want to lose John Allen. But what the best teams do is make business decisions, and I think all parties understood that's what happened with John. If you look at Kinlaw, this isn't me saying it, but what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are telling you is that they think they got a little bit younger and a little bit cheaper at the position and will be able to get the same productivity. Remember also, Allen missed 12 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wasn't that long ago. Show's about to end. Grant and Danny are coming your way. Let's make some bets. I guess if I could finish with one thing, it is interior defensive line and offensive line play are really hard to measure in a subjective fashion. And one thing could go poorly one year and well the next. All right, let's make some bets. What do you got, White Brian?
Furman minus 1.5 in the SoCon Championship. Lord.
God, you're nuts.
Furman. I'm taking Towson minus 6.5 against Delaware.
Is that the final?
I don't know. I just seen it on the app.
Semifinal.
What locals are in the finals? I know AU's in the finals Wednesday night, right? How close is Towson? I guess Delaware's almost a local.
Yeah, Towson should get to the final. Delaware's the 12th seed in that tournament.
B, is D and DMV for Delaware?
What?
DMV is Delaware.
Hell no.
I know that sounds funny, but Delmarva is the thing.
Delmarva, but yo, I love how Jeff dropped that on us. Like nobody knew.
No, it's the crazy thing is a lot of people don't know, JP. People our age and up, yes. But we say
Delmarva, that may be, but no, DMV is not Delaware.
People up there call it DMV.
Well, they crazy because what we talk about down here is not DMV up there.
Are they talking about the Delmarva Peninsula? White Brian, you're young. What does DMV refer to for you?
It's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. But the first time I saw it, it was in Rose, my wife's Instagram bio, and I thought she worked at the DMV.
Wow.
You say, hey, babe,
she was teaching there.
Can you get my license for me?
All right, you know, I'm going over to Capital One tonight. I got a Wizards Altcast tonight. You guys should tune in. Me and Buck Ants and Gravis. Earl the Pearl Monroe is going to join us. That's pretty cool, man. Get to talk to him. Because of that.
Can I get the Nuggets plus 8.5? Y'all just didn't care to get my pick.
B, we were waiting for you. I'm waiting for the second leg of the parlay.
You're talking about your damn outcast.
I was telling you what my pick's going to be.
And I'm going to take the Lakers.
There it is.
Over.
Told you I was waiting for the second leg.
Lakers, Brooklyn over, 215.
I'm taking the Wiz, plus 7.
See, you hadn't even put your thing in.
I'm taking the Wiz, plus 7.
But you hadn't.
I was waiting for you. You weren't saying it. So I had to start talking. That's how the radio works. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you to Marius Ferluga for joining us. Fun day. Folks are not, it's not a cohesive.
Did we let
Heavy Metal?
Heavy Metal make a pick.
Bro, when I say take who's
the Wiz
got
too.
What,
I was going to take the Wiz too, and then you'd pick the same thing, so with the points.
What do you want, Chris?
You can pick the same thing, Chris.
Wiz with the points, plus 7.
All right, me and Heavy Metal on the same team. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. White Brian owes you a trip to the DMV.